As I mentioned today about having Mass a little bit shorter today, not quite as long, someone said, well, I know one way you can make the Mass shorter. I said, we put up a sign of peace? No, no, no. One of the songs? No, no, no. If you didn't preach for 35 minutes, perhaps we wouldn't be here all day. But I got a word this morning, church. I got a word this morning. Gather today on the first day of July. Half the year is over. I couldn't help but think today, on this very hot, humid day in Philadelphia, how the weather was like in January. We had one of the worst and harshest winters ever. Looking at our finances, that we spent more money on snow removal ever in my time. You might remember those days in January and February where it was so cold out. The rain and the snow, those nor'easters, and all that happens in the dead of winter. Yet we come today in heat, humidity, and are cautioned not to even go out of your home by the weather person. We come. We came in January, bundled up, cold, slipping and sliding on the ice. We came. We come today in heat, fanning ourselves, trying to find some cool air. But we come. We come. And I couldn't help but think in prayer this morning about that phrase, come to Jesus. You come to him, he will set you free. He has something that the world cannot give you and the world can't take from you. If you come to Jesus and allow him into your life, he will do something to you. You will never be the same again. When Jesus steps in, new life begins. You will never be this. Does anybody know what I'm talking about when you come to Jesus? A relationship with Jesus, not just his church, not just religion or rules, but Jesus. To know his word, to know what he can do in your life. He can make a difference in your life. Just give Jesus a chance if you come to him. I say that today as theme because the word today, specifically the Gospel of Mark chapter 5, I just read, is all about people coming to Jesus. It begins with this large crowd, so great he had to get in a boat and cross over because they kept coming. What was there about Jesus that made them keep coming to him? His word, his presence. There was something about the Savior that made all these people keep coming to Jesus. And in this wonderful crowd, someone steps out first. It's Jairus, a synagogue official, Mark tells us. Obviously somebody who had influence, somebody who had leadership role, somebody who had a lot of resources, a privileged man. Had a lot of things of this world, but it was something he did not have, the health of his daughter. It's amazing how sometimes church, that's how it works, huh? We have so many things, we don't have our health sometimes. We know people that perhaps have never smoked or drank, who live a wonderful, disciplined life, but they find themselves wrapped in cancer. We know people that just have all kind of blessings, but do not have their health. They might even have a lot of money and power and privilege, but don't have their mental health. I know someone like that.
I do too.
But I won't go there today. He had so much, but did not have the health of his 12-year-old daughter. And so what did he do? He came to Jesus. He came to him. Now think about that, church. A man, a leader, but humble enough to know, I need Jesus in my life. I need him. I'm quite sure he tried to do it on his own, as sometimes us men do. I'm a man, I can say that. I don't like asking for directions. I'll figure it out. I'll go lost, this, that, and the third. Finally, I'll ask somebody, how do I get there? Because sometimes our masculine or false masculine arrogance, we think we don't need anyone. I'm a man. But they say that Jairus came, fell at his feet, and pleaded earnestly, come and help my family. He bowed down to another man, but the man he bowed down to is Jesus. It's Jesus. It's Jesus. That's why we come into church, we should bend our knee. That's why we kneel down at the consecration, because to give evidence to the fact there's someone greater here. Somebody's greater than you. Somebody's over you. Somebody got you up this morning. It's Jesus. He fell at his feet and said, help me. I cannot do it on my own. She's at the point of death. I've tried, but I can't do it. I'm coming to you because I need you. I need you now. And in that movement, the energy, the movement of going to heal this little girl who's 12, a woman steps up. No name for her, huh? We don't know her name. But for 12 years, church, y'all get that? The girl was 12. No, y'all ain't with me. The girl was 12, and the woman had been suffering for 12 years. 12 means fullness of time. Yes. In the fullness of time, God steps in. God steps in. And she too was desperate. Had lost all her money, gone to the best doctors. And notice the word says she got worse. Got worse, not better. You would think you spent all your money. She had good insurance. She got worse. And notice another thing. Her situation of hemorrhaging made her unclean for ritual, for worship. Not only had she lost her money, not only was she poor, she was alone. It's not good to be alone. But the rules of worship kept her away because she was quote unquote impure. Anybody pure in this church this morning? I know I'm not. But she was labeled impure. Poor and alone, but had the audacity of hope. She never lost her hope. She was poor, told to stay away, but she had hope. And notice what she asked, if I could just touch. I don't have to touch a whole lot. I don't need a holy hug today. But her faith was so great that the clothes of Jesus had power. The clothes of the Savior, just to touch it, that's faith. That's hope. That's somebody who says, I'm going to come to Jesus. I'm going to come to him. I know I'm not supposed to do it. I know they told me to stay home. I know I don't have the money, but I'm going to come to Jesus. I'm going to come and just touch him. Just touch him. Just touch him. You see, that's faith. That's faith to come to him, because he knew, even though the world thinks I don't have anything, I am a child of God. I am somebody. I am somebody. And when you know that you are somebody, you break some rules. Arrest me. Do what you gotta do. That's what you do. That's what happened yesterday throughout our nation. When people were standing up and standing out. And notice, where did my message come from about the protest in Philadelphia? From the Sisters of St. Joseph. Those women who are brave enough to bear the heat, to carry a sign, and say that children should never be separated from their families, no matter what the situation is. You don't do that. And I'm going to keep on preaching that message until somebody gets it. Reunite those children. Imagine your child being a different country, different state. The things that we adults have done to children. We priests have done to children. Even today, you would think some of us would get it. The things that parents have done to children. The things that that man you brought into your house has done to your child. The things teachers have done.
Preach it. Talk about it.
Jesus receives this woman who's broken all kinds of law and says to her, "Who touched me?" Jesus knew who touched him. He's God. But it was meant that she would come out of the shadows and speak the whole truth. Mark doesn't tell us what that is, but she spoke the whole truth. Jesus knows. He knows her truth, but she spoke it. How many of us do not speak our truth? Don't live our truth. Hide in shadows. But Jesus knew her truth, but wanted her to come out to teach the community. It wasn't you just touching my clothes. It was your faith in the power of Jesus. Your faith. Your faith has saved you. Go home. Your faith has saved you. She came to Jesus. Jairus comes to Jesus. And notice what Mark tells us, that power. Power had gone out of him. The word for power in the Greek is dynamis. Dynamis. Same word we use for dynamite. Dynamis. 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 Dynamite. When you come to Jesus, it's like coming to dynamite. And what does dynamite do? It blows it up. You see, you just can't come a little bit. You just can't put a toe in. You gotta jump. You gotta jump. Jump in. Because when you really come to him in your marriage, when you come to him in your addiction, when you come to him in your ministry, when you come to him in whatever you're doing, expect an explosion. And we don't, but church, stay with me. Sometimes we don't really want that. Oh, I want you to come and blow up this little bit right here. I don't know much about dynamite, but you can't tell dynamite, just burn this. It's going to blow up everything. The whole truth will be exposed, be blown up. And when we blow things up, it gets messy. I don't like mess. I mean, you do something like that to me, or do this.
That's messy. Uh-oh, what's he doing? That's messy.
I don't like that. If you let Jesus in your life, if you come to him, it might get messy. And it'll never be the same again. It never will. Because God didn't make death, you read. God doesn't rejoice in death. He's a God of life. And when you let yourself come to Jesus, it might look different. We don't like the way it looks sometimes because we like things. But he will lift you up.
Spin me around a couple times.
Turn you around. You see, it might not look the way it used to, but it still works. We come to Jesus, he will make a difference in our life. If you give God a chance, God might make it look different than we like it. But all I do know is that Jairus' daughter got up.
Hello.
And they said, give her a sandwich. Give her some food. I do know that that woman went home. Purely cured. I do know. I see before me, Sunday after Sunday, people who've given their lives over to Jesus. I do know. If we come to him, it may not always be easy or clean and neat, but he's never left you and never will. You come to Jesus. You bring people with you to Jesus. You come to Jesus in your prayer life. And that means worshiping God, even when it's hot and the pastor refuses to stop talking. You keep coming. It means you open up your Bible and you pray and find that word that gives you comfort and consolation. It means you come to the sacraments to be touched in a holy way. It means you come and walk and march and protest for justice when you see people hurting. That's how we come to Jesus as well. It means we come to him by saying, you know what? If you want to tailgate me, go right ahead. I'm not going to get into a fight with you about the lane. Kindness, love, mercy. It means that we show that love even in God's house. When people are going through stuff. And sometimes we're so close to our friends, maybe that person you haven't seen in a little bit who really needs a real sign of peace. And not just a gossip sign of peace. Say amen, say ouch.
Amen and ouch.
Maybe it's these folks, perhaps, who are visiting. Who's visiting our church today? Stand up. Who is not a member of St. Martin de Porres Catholic Church? Stand up. Visitors, stand up. I'm not sure where you're from, but you're very welcome here. And I want you to know, young people, in this house, we don't deal in black or white, or male or female. English speakers or Spanish speakers, you're welcome here. You're welcome here. Because we've all come here for one reason. We might become the woman, the man that God's called us to be. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. Right now. Right now.